I'm Brendan Harnack. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Black Falls, Alberta, and I play defense.
Joining me for this week's Mountain View Mavericks report is Brendan Harnack. And Brendan, over the weekend, you guys split a pair of games. You take on a very tough Calgary Shamrocks squad there in the first game of the weekend. Walk us through what you saw against Calgary.
We saw a very good lacrosse team. It was a huge test for us to kind of gauge where we're at, and it gave us a tell that we definitely have some stuff to work on at practice this week.
You guys hung with them for the first two periods. What was the difference in the third, do you think?
I think we were just, we got tired, we got in our own heads, and, you know, they're a very consistent, very well-coached team, and, I mean, so are we here, but, you know, they're just really consistent and really good all the way through the game.
You guys bounced back then with a 21-4 victory over the Southern Alberta Rockies in your next game there. How did you guys feel about your effort to bounce back the way you did?
We felt pretty good about our effort there. Just taking every game step by step. We didn't want to take any opponent lightly, and, you know, we came into the game hot and ready to go.
You guys are 5-2-1 so far this season after splitting those games over the weekend. That has you second in the Central Division behind the Silvertips, who are 8-1. What do you think has fueled your success so far this season?
Our coaching staff, honestly, they've definitely put this mindset into the team of just keeping our heads down, going to work week after week and game after game.
You're approaching the midway mark of the season here, as you'll have a couple of road games this week. On the Friday, you're going to be taking on the Red Deer Rampage. Preview what you're going to see in a divisional matchup there.
I think we're going to see a pretty high-intensity game and a pretty big high-intensity environment in that one. It's a big rivalry game for us. So I think, yeah, just that high-intensity all the way through.
And a late one there, starting at 9 o'clock on Friday night, and then you guys go right back to work against the Rocky View Silvertips at 7 p.m. on Saturday, also on the road. And as we mentioned, Silvertips are leading your division, so two real important games there. Look ahead to facing the Silvertips.
I think with the Silvertips, we played them once already, and our transition in that game wasn't where we had wanted it to be, and I think just cleaning up our transition game against the Silvertips, and I think we'll give ourselves a pretty good chance in that one.
Overall on the season so far, Hayden Sutherland leading your team in goals with 17, but Grayson Edmondson is right behind with 14, so you get a couple of players in double digits there in goals so far this season. What have you seen from those two?
Those two have definitely taken a massive step forward. Hayden has always been our go-to offensive player there, and Grayson has just continuously gotten better. Even last year, just continues to get better and better.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us for this week's Mountain View Mavericks report. That's Brendan Harnack, who plays defense. Best of luck in the two road games this weekend, Brendan.
Thank you.